From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The so-called Islamic State militant group has released a video that purports to show the beheading of a Japanese reporter, Kenji Goto, who was kidnapped in Syria in October. From Jordan, the BBC's Kevin Connolly reports.
The Japanese government says it's working to verify the grim video, which purports to show the murder of the journalist Kenji Goto. But the pictures bear a strong resemblance to images released when other hostages held by Islamic State were beheaded. The group had set a deadline of sunset on Thursday for a deal in which it said it would release Mr. Goto in return for the freedom of Sajida al-Rishawi, an al-Qaeda bomber in a Jordanian jail. The militants are known to have communicated directly with Mr. Goto's wife by email, and she had pleaded publicly for his life to be spared. It now seems that those pleas were ignored.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly reporting. President Obama is sticking with what he calls middle-class economics. He's making the case for the budget he's due to send to Capitol Hill, saying it focuses on the idea that everyone who works hard should get a fair shot.
We'll help working families' paychecks go farther by treating things like paid leave and childcare like the economic priorities that they are. We'll offer Americans of every age the chance to upgrade their skills so they can earn higher wages, with plans like making 2 years of community college free for every responsible student.
President Obama, speaking in his weekly address, he said he's willing to work with Republicans if they have better ideas for the middle class. Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins of Kansas gave the weekly Republican media address, saying the GOP is working to take care of the middle class, but that it's the Obama administration that's getting in the way.
The president should reconsider his threats to veto our common sense jobs bills.
Jenkins also mentioned legislation approving construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. Federal regulators have announced a massive recall by automakers. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that the recall includes more than 2.1 million older vehicles from Toyota, Honda, and Chrysler.
The new recall covers vehicles made in the early 2000s, including the Honda Odyssey, Pontiac Vibe, Jeep Grand Cherokee, and Toyota's Corolla, Matrix, and Avalon. All of those models may have a faulty electronic component that the U.S. Transportation Department says could cause the car's airbags to deploy while driving, which is understandably hazardous. These latest recalls are not related to a wider issue involving Takata Corporation airbags, though about a million of the vehicles affected by the newest recall had already been previously recalled for those defective airbags. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The full list of automakers and models of vehicles recalled is available at nhtsa.gov. Used car owners can also enter their VIN number to check on the repairs. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry says North America has an enormous interest in building diplomatic ties with Cuba. Kerry also says it offers the best opportunity for the people of Cuba to improve their lives. Kerry met Saturday in Boston with Canada's foreign minister and Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs. Whitney Houston's 21-year-old daughter has been taken to a suburban Atlanta hospital after being found unresponsive in a bathtub. Police in Roswell, Georgia say Bobby Christina Brown was found by her husband, Nick Gordon, and a friend and given CPR. Her mother was found dead in a hotel bathtub in California in February of 2012. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and while chicken wings and dip may be Super Bowl party staples, pizza is right up there. Sal Vital, who owns Joe's Pizza in New York, says last year he sold about 400 pies, which they make to order.
So this year, I mean, I probably can do about the same because that's all I can do. I shut online delivery. I shut everything. Once I'm backed up, I shut everything. It comes to like a two-hour wait sometimes.
The Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots will battle it out for the Super Bowl trophy. Kickoff in Phoenix, Arizona is set for 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Winter storm warnings are posted for a large part of the country from Des Moines, Iowa to Boston. Forecasters say the slow-moving storm could dump up to a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest this weekend and similar amounts in the Northeast Monday. Just to the south of the area of snow, near freezing temps will lead to the possibility of sleet and freezing rain. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.